He is prepared to escalate, to de-escalate. He is prepared to actually board and turn around Iranian ships, even as far east as the Pacific Ocean.
We're in a war right now where President Trump's justifications have shifted multiple times, where there doesn't seem to be any plan for what success looks like, and J.D. Vance owns every single piece of it.
That is U.N. Ambassador Mike Waltz and Kentucky Governor and possible Democratic presidential candidate Andy Beshear talking about the war in Iran and President Trump and Vice President Vance's efforts to end it. With the current ceasefire set to expire tomorrow night at 8 o'clock Eastern Time, 3 a.m. Wednesday in Tehran. WBL's Jackie DeFusco at the White House tonight on the status of ceasefire talks.
Yeah, Rob, I mean, to your point, we don't know yet at this moment if there are going to be additional peace talks before that current ceasefire expires. A source familiar with the situation did tell me earlier this afternoon that the American negotiating team plans to travel to Pakistan, quote, soon was the language, but offered no specifics about the exact timing of those potential negotiations. And Iran at this point is saying that America's actions are still incompatible with diplomacy, as they put it, and they have not publicly agreed to further talks just yet. This, of course, following that flare-up of violence from both sides around the Strait of Hormuz, Rob.
And yeah, Iran has not said they've not committed to talks. The president said something today about extending the ceasefire. What did he say?
Well, President Trump told Bloomberg that he's, quote, highly unlikely to extend that ceasefire. And this, of course, comes after yesterday on social media, we saw him renew his threats that he made before the ceasefire, which is to bomb Iran's bridges, all of their power plants, if they don't accept an American peace proposal. And Iran really at this point has not clearly indicated what they will do if that agreement is allowed to expire. So certainly a lot of uncertainty still tonight, Rob.
And the president is at odds with the energy secretary over where gas prices are headed, right?
To some extent. I mean, there's definitely been some mixed messaging. For example, Energy Secretary Chris Wright told CNN yesterday in an interview that average gas prices might not fall back below that $3 per gallon mark until later this year or potentially even into next year. And then President Trump reportedly told The Hill today in an interview that what his energy secretary said was, quote, totally wrong. And of course, the White House in general has repeatedly insisted that prices are going to fall quickly once the war ends. But that depends on a number of factors, experts say, including how quickly normal traffic will resume in the Strait of Hormuz.
And that is WBL's Jackie DeFusco at the White House. AAA Mid-Atlantic says the average for regular gas in Maryland is $4.04 a gallon. That's actually down about 8 cents from this time last week. In his commentary tonight, our 98 Rock colleague Josh Spiegel has some thoughts on what he's paying at the pump.
Gas prices are falling, and I am ticked off. I'm glad prices are going down, but I'm unhappy some gas stations are taking advantage of me. And you, of course. But I probably take things more personally than you do. Average price for regular in Maryland is now $4.03 a gallon, and I was out and about Sunday foraging for food and realized I had to fill up. The timing was perfect since the U.S.-Iran ceasefire expires Wednesday, meaning we may destroy a civilization, which would send gas prices skyrocketing again. So get this, I drove by four gas stations within 1 mile of each other. Four gas stations within 1 mile of each other. The price for a gallon of regular ranged from $4.39 to $3.99. Now, I'm not suggesting they're taking advantage of the situation, nor am I suggesting price gouging, but my paranoia is. I was furious. Normally, I'm a gas price settler, not a gas price hunter. But on this day, I was not going to take it. I was going to stand up to the man. I made a U-turn and sped to the $3.99 place to fill up, looking across the street at the suckers spending $4.39 a gallon, shaking my head. I hope someone looks into it. I'd do it, but it's my busy season. And when gas stations finally stop cheating us, I mean, bring prices back down to earth, hopefully they'll also stop playing TV shows at the gas pumps on the TV screen. It's my one refuge from the rest of the world, and quiet would be appreciated. I'm Josh Spiegel. Hear me mornings on 98 Rock.